This is an executive summary of investing in REITs with a self-directed IRA, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. REITs are often described as tax inefficient in a taxable account, because most of their dividends are taxed as ordinary income rather than at lower qualified dividend rates. That very feature makes a tax-advantaged retirement account, an IRA or 401k, an attractive home for REITs, since holding them there shelters those ordinary dividends from current tax and lets them compound. For publicly traded REITs, an ordinary brokerage IRA already does the job. You don't need anything special. A self-directed IRA mainly comes into play when you want to hold non-traded or private REITs that a standard brokerage can't custody. Along the way, it's worth understanding when unrelated business income tax, UBIT, could apply, usually a narrow concern for portfolio REIT dividends, and the trade-off that the 20% Section 199A deduction isn't usable inside an IRA. This guide explains the tax case for REITs in an IRA, traded versus non-traded REITs, avoiding UBIT issues, setting up a self-directed IRA, and suitability. This is educational information, not tax advice. Verify the current rules and your specific situation with your tax advisor. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.